grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus, he's been on quite a roll, hasn't he? Good grief. I mean, one sermon after another about the last day, and now another one today. It's as if he has judgment day on the brain. He does. This morning, he does again. He preaches the last day, and he preaches it for you, for your benefit, to know how it will go on that day for you who believe in him. Listen, he emphatically declares, when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. Son of Man. That's the divine royal designation of Jesus from the Old Testament, Daniel 7. You combine that with his being seated on his glorious throne, and you know that he alone is the Lord, no one else is. Son of Man Jesus alone is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, no one else is. And on that last day, Son of Man, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings Jesus will judge the living and the dead. Yeah? It will happen. Yes, there is going to be a last day. Yes, indeed, the last day will indeed come. Like a thief in the night, Scripture teaches. When you least expect it, that's when Jesus will usher it in. Now, many people spend their entire life, 24/7, 365, to avoid or to put off the last day. Have you seen people like that? I have. Are you one of those people? I'm here to tell you that there's no avoiding it. There's no putting off the last day. You'll have no choice. You won't be able to hide. There will be no more excuses on that day. Because when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne, and the text says, all nations will be gathered before him. Why? Why will Jesus send out his angels to gather all the nations before him? Here's why. To separate believers from unbelievers. The text says, he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put his sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then he will reveal what is hidden to your eyes in this earthly life. And on that day, he will reveal who are his sheep and that their works were good as far as he is concerned because they were done in and from faith in him. Done as the text, isn't this amazing? Done to Jesus, hidden in the neighbor, and for Jesus as his instruments to those who are in need. So again, the sheep are who? The sheep are the believers. The goats, who are they? They are the unbelievers. The sheep trust in Jesus for salvation. The goats do not. The sheep go to heaven, blessed by the Father, Jesus says. They have an eternal inheritance, the kingdom of eternal life, purchased for them with the Lord's Good Friday blood shed on the cross. That is the divine blood that purifies every sinner from all sin. The goats, the unbelievers, those who did not or would not believe in Jesus, they go away to the never-ending punishment of hell. It's not because Jesus wants that. Do you understand that? Jesus does not want that to happen. But unbelievers are unbelievers because they stubbornly insist over the Lord's dead body that they will have none of that for them. And so God gives them what they want as their punishment, and they are cursed, and they are sent into the eternal fire of hell that Jesus says in the text was originally prepared for who? Not for you, but for who? For the devil and his evil angels. So, on the last day, Jesus does what you or I cannot do in this life. He will reveal who are the believers and who are not. He, on that day, will make known for all to see those who have faith and those who do not. He does the separating, the dividing, the parsing. Only Jesus knows people's hearts. Again, to review, faith in Jesus is what makes the eternal life or the eternal death difference. Faith in Jesus is the deal maker or the deal breaker when it comes to heaven or hell. And let's be clear about this. Faith is more than just head knowledge. I mean, the devil and all of his angels, as well as all unbelievers, oh, they know who Jesus is. Yes, they do. They all know the facts. Oh, they know that Jesus is God. They know that Jesus died on the cross. They all know that Jesus rose from the dead. They may deny it, but they know it. But such knowledge is not faith. Faith is trust. Trust of the heart that Jesus is not just God, but that Jesus is God for me. That as God for me, he died and that he rose for me. After all, Jesus didn't go to all that trouble of enduring the most intense agony of the suffering and dying for himself. He didn't rise from the dead on the third day for himself. He did it all for you. And faith believes that to be true. Faith believes that to be certain and sure for me or for you. So the believer, that is to say the sheep, before the last day comes, naturally do what? It's described in the parable. What do they naturally do? They help people who are in need. Faith in Jesus that saves a sinner gives birth to works of love. Faith wants to help. Faith willingly gives. Sacrificial service for the neighbor who needs a meal or a Gatorade, who needs a warm place to stay when far away from home, who needs a pair of jeans, a t-shirt, or a pair of shoes, who needs 2 aspirin, a throat lozenge, or a trip to the emergency room, or who needs a visit when he's in jail. Faith does the tasks that are at hand for the sake of other people. Faith believes in Jesus. Love serves the needy neighbor. This is the Lord's good use for you, his sheep, in this life before the last day comes. In fact, it's precisely why he created you. Listen to Ephesians 2. It says, "You are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God prepared in advance for you to do." And so what does God do? Here's what he does. He purposely puts needy people into your life. He plunks them right down into your midst, your personal space, in order to use you as his hands and his mouth to help them, to care for them. And all these works of love that flow from faith in Jesus are done best when you forget that you've even done them. Lord, when did we? Huh? See? And incredibly, when you serve the neighbor, who are you serving? What did Jesus say? Whatever you've done to the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me. Jesus is the one who is hidden in the needy neighbor. Now, doesn't that just blow your mind? Doesn't that finally then make you realize who you're really serving? Now, I have to warn you, don't insist on taking your works or your deeds with you to heaven, as if there's some kind of bargaining chip to use in a salvation poker game of Texas Hold'em. The suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus are all that is needed for you to get into heaven. God, now this may blow your mind too, but I've got to say it. God doesn't need your good works. Are you aware of that? He doesn't need them. Who does? Your needy neighbor needs them. The only time that God cares about your works is when they're done on the earth for the sake of others who need them. Again, your needy neighbor needs your love. And in doing that, you are also loving and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't do this. Say, well, I love Jesus and I want to serve him, but then hate your neighbor who needs your help. That isn't how it works. The Christian says, I want to serve and love Jesus. And he does that how? By serving the neighbor who needs your help. And so on Judgment Day, it will be a revelation, a revealing. A revelation of the truth that Jesus truly is the Son of God, who did indeed suffer, die, and rise again to redeem the world. And then, as St. Paul says in one of his letters, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, and every knee will bow to him in everlasting joy or in forevermore shame. On the last day, faith will give way to sight. So the last day, finally, then, will be a revelation of who you are, that you're a died for, or a Good Friday sheep. And the works that you were given to do in this life that flowed from faith in Jesus will give evidence on the last day to the fact that you are indeed the blessed children of God the Father. And so it is now hidden in this life, on the last day will be revealed to you and to the world. Until then, the Son of Man, Jesus, comes here every Sunday in the divine service as his word is proclaimed. And in his word, he speaks to you very clearly. What does he say? Here's what he says. He says, all your sin, it's forgiven. And I put my name on you in holy baptism, and that you're mine. I am your good shepherd, is what Jesus tells you every Sunday, and that I laid down my life for you. I was raised from the dead, and now I live and I reign to give you, my sheep, peace, life, and joy in the full and complete forgiveness that I give to you. Jesus spreads a table before you today to feed you with his body and blood. He joins you to himself with all that he has and all that he is, so that you will live with him forever in heaven, the kingdom prepared for you. Every Sunday, then, is a little judgment day. Are you aware of that? Every Sunday is a little judgment day ahead of time, where you hear the Lord's verdict right now in this life. Because every Sunday, Jesus judges you as forgiven through the blood of his Good Friday death. So that on the last day, what will you hear him declare? Here's what you will hear. He will say, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. In the name of Jesus.